You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
But welcome to the Online Business Platinum Podcast, the Christmas edition. Hey everyone, Jeff here from HireTrustMarketing.com and InfoMarketerZone.com. Awesome to have you with us today. I hope you guys are, heading into the holiday season and are going to have a super, super holiday. No matter how you celebrate, I hope you can get a couple of days off that you guys can really, you know, enjoy your families, enjoy some relaxed time, and, pat yourself on the back for a year well done. Now, it may be, it's that time of year, right, folks, where when you get a couple of down days, it gives you a chance to sort of look back on the year. And I know we're not at the end of the year yet. We're going to do another session towards another podcast towards the end of the year. About taking stock and how to sort of kickstart your 2016. That's not what this is about. This is more just it sort of happens every time you get a holiday and reflect sort of on things, get together with family and get some perspective. You may have unplugged. A lot of people have been really busy, you know, into December with both their businesses and all of the preparations for the season. You know, a couple of points to make here maybe that have worked well for us in the past in terms of how we use this time of year and how we can use it to our advantage, not only to help ourselves, but to help those around us. Number one, use it to relax and unplug, but don't use it as an excuse to sort of lose perspective through the rest of the year, right? The way we look at this time of year is to spend sort of 1 to 3 days plugged in with our families, disconnected a little bit from the business, but use that to sort of reconnect with the people around us, reconnect with maybe serving some people around us, serving some charities, and reconnecting with our families. And that's, you know, sort of 1 to 3 days for the next 3 days, sort of, you know, unplug, but don't use that as an excuse to sort of unplug and not reconnect for a couple of weeks, right? So keep that in mind that you want to keep a lid on this and you want to keep a finite number of days here so that you can really reconnect and get back into the most important things in your life, which are, you know, making sure that you're headed in a good direction, both personally, financially, and from a career and professional standpoint, as well as from a social point of view, right? So, and if you find yourself in a situation where you're thinking about this as a chance to unplug and not really reconnect for another week or two, chances are you're probably not in the greatest place. That means that if you're not jazzed, you know, for me, if I'm disconnected for a day, 2 days, I'm, you know, that's max for me. Because I'm so passionate about what we're doing, and because I just want to, I re-engage and have so many plans and really, folks, this is what I'd be doing even if I wasn't paid for it. So to me, you know, taking 1 or 2 days off is really the max because, you know, why would you not want to re-engage in doing what you love doing, right? It's sort of keeping me away in that sense from doing what you're doing. And a lot of top entrepreneurs think that way. Now, you need a healthy balance. You need a life balance. You need to make sure that you're doing other things. And that's totally the case. But the real success strategy that a lot of top entrepreneurs and I know a lot of them and you know, from the outside, they seem to be a little cray cray, right? They seem a little nutso that they're so plugged into their businesses and they're not able to sort of disconnect. But in reality, it's the truth is they are connected. They're connected better than anyone else because they're living in tune with their passion. They're doing what they love. What they do is what they're passionate about. And they have found motivation, energy, fulfillment, as well as financial success in their business. And so if you're not feeling that, if you're not feeling that you need to sort of get re-engaged after a couple of days, then chances are you're not doing what your purpose is and what your passion is passionate about, or you haven't been able to find the passion in what you do. And you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about that in the next podcast and how you can plan better for 2016. But But realize that, right? Recognize it as something you don't want to become normal in your life. You don't want to become normal at trying to avoid doing what you're doing. You want to change it so that you don't have to avoid it, and that you align what you're doing much better with what, you know, kindles that fire within you and makes you excited to do what you do every day. That's the real, to me, that's the real success in life. It's being able to align all aspects of your life, your own personal development, your own need for learning and growing, along with helping others and serving others, and being able to be financially successful doing it. All three of those things need to line up, and when they do, it's pretty magical. It's and things like holidays, you know, it's really just a chance to continue to reconnect and live that same life for 1 or 2 days, and then you're right back into the business. And it's not even a choice. It just becomes a normal lifestyle for you, and a very positive and fulfilling lifestyle. Okay, so that's something to shoot for, and a way to think of the holidays as you head into them. One of the other things I want to talk about this week was making the leap to make a change in your life. So let's say you're in a career, or you're in a business, or you're in a place in your life where you realize that you need to make some changes. And many people, they sit at this stage, and I call that being at the bottom of the mountain, right? Because you see a big mountain in front of you, you know you want to be at the top, and you need to be at the top, but you're not quite sure how to get there, and that mountain seems so huge, right? And for a lot of people, they stare at that mountain for the better part of their lives, and definitely for years before they make the leap. And I can totally relate to that. I mean, I've hit that point at many points in my life, and at each point, we sort of did finally make a move towards rising to the top of the mountain, and then we created a new mountain. We went and stood in front of another mountain and went through the same exercise. And after having done that 3 or 4 times in my life, one of the tips I want to leave you today is how to make that leap. If you think of yourself as being at the bottom of the mountain, and you're looking up at the goals and objectives you really want to achieve, but you're looking at it and your feeling is that it's a mountain to climb, then chances are it's going to be insurmountable for you, and you're never going to take the first step, or at least you're never going to take consistently the steps needed to get to the top. One of the tricks that a very successful entrepreneur taught me at one point in his life, and this was somebody who was well-adjusted, who had a great amount of fulfillment and joy in their lives, as well as business success and repeated business success, was that he never thought of himself as being at the bottom of the mountain. He always thought of himself as being at the top of the mountain. So he would reach a point in his life, and then he would see the summit, and then he would see himself as being already on top of that summit. And from that point forward, all the plans, all of the steps to get there, all the tactics, all the strategies, they were just techniques to stay at the top of that mountain and to reach the next summit. They were not, he never saw himself from a position of being at the bottom of a mountain, of having to take many steps to get where he needed to be. What he would do is take his mindset and put it in a place where he had already existed at the top of that mountain. He would already put himself in that place. And then all of the steps he lived in congruency or in alignment with someone who would already be living on top of that mountain or have achieved those goals. Very, very different mindset, and incredibly powerful mindset, because when you do that, all of the obstacles that stand in your way go away, or at least they seem much simpler to be able to deal with. And you come from a place of high self-confidence. You come from a place where you ease up on yourself, and you recognize that you have already achieved this. Your image and how you represent yourselves to others is that you are living the lifestyle. And by the way, this isn't just reaping the benefits of being on top of the mountain. It's living the type of lifestyle that is required to live on top of that mountain. And if you think of it, a mountain is broad on the base and it's very tiny in the top, and very few people make it to the top. And to make it to the top, you have to live your life differently than all the people that exist at the bottom. And that means holding yourself to a higher standard. That means living a healthier life. That means being more focused. That means having a higher degree of social networking than maybe other people have. That means holding yourself to a level, to a higher, much higher level of discipline. That means expecting a lot more of yourself, all of this sort of stuff. So it's not just reaping the benefit of sitting on top of the mountain. It is seeing yourself as living on top of the mountain and living in congruency, or living, you know, in alignment with someone who would be living there. If someone, you know, achieves something great in their life, you know that they have had to sacrifice, that they have had to focus, that they have had to exclude certain things at the cost of others. And so you need to live in congruence with that. And that, and that's really the key to making those leaps, is to putting yourself in the mindset immediately on day one of what the life, of what type of life you need to lead to be already living at the top of that mountain. And so that's a very interesting way, and I think a very powerful way that we have adjusted our lives over the last decade. And I have to tell you, it's made incredible differences in our lives. People see it in us. You feel it yourself. Your confidence is so much higher. You figure things out much quicker, because if you put yourself in that lifestyle starting today, instead of spending years trying to strive for it, then you have to figure out very quickly, what is the lifestyle that I need to live on top of that mountain? What is it that other people do, that, that sort of 1% that reach the summit? How do they live? And you figure all that out, you know, starting day one, you start to figure that out, instead of spending years trying to fret over making little steps to try and get up that mountain, and then figuring out by the end of 3 or 4 years or maybe a lifetime that, you know, you had it all wrong. Your lifestyle needed to change so much more dramatically for you to be able to have what you wanted, and you've wasted all that time. So I hope that was useful for you. It's a very interesting and very powerful way to adjust your thinking as we enter the end of this year. And a great time to do it when you have a few days over the holiday, you have a chance to calm your mind, you have a chance to sort of put perspective on things in this area and set the stage for an awesome 2016. Imagine entering into 2016, if you knew on day one, on January 1st in 2016, if you knew that all of a sudden you can flip a switch in your mind and begin living as if you are already achieving your goals that maybe today you're thinking would be only achievable after the end of 2016, or you would just put a start to it in 2016. Doesn't that excite you? I mean, that should be tremendously exciting, that you can put yourself in a frame of mind on January 1st, 2016, where you've already achieved everything you're looking for, and you just need to start living your life in 2016 in congruence with that, and you'll make powerful and meaningful, lasting change through 2016, and you will be so much further ahead by the end of the year than you would be if you were trying to take baby steps and sort of if you're looking up at the mountain on January 1st, 2016, and it seems insurmountable, and you just start taking some small steps towards getting there. Okay. So I hope that was powerful for you. Head over to the blog. That's higher trust marketing.com/blog, and let us know what you think of that idea. And put it to use, because I can tell you this is how entrepreneurs, how top successful entrepreneurs, top successful highly successful people in any field, this is how they think. They think in terms of, okay, the summit is mine. I'm living on the summit. Now what do I do with my life to be able to stay on that summit and to live in congruence with that, so that I don't fall back down the mountain, I guess, is sort of the way to think about it. All right. Link to us also on Twitter. We want to see you guys. We've seen some of you guys joining and linking up with us over at Twitter at Higher Trust. And on Facebook, you'll find us facebook.com/higher trust. We'd love to have you guys join us. We post a lot of great content on there, a lot of tips, techniques, strategies as we build our business. We want to connect with you guys over there. We'll follow you back for sure. And we want to get an engagement going over there, especially if those of you who are like-minded and see value in what you're going to do with your life and your business as you grow into 2016. All right. One other point I want to make, and we're going to make this more in a subsequent subsequent podcast. And I want you just to put the sort of seed in your mind now. For those of you who are thinking about how they want to start a business online or grow your business next online, and you've tried things like advertising revenue, you've tried maybe blogging, you've tried affiliate marketing, you've thought about starting an e-commerce store, an Amazon store, or things like that. Keep in mind that, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because I've coached several people who have come at their online business for the last couple of years from this perspective. And there's some nasty things that have happened to those people over the last couple of years. Things like Amazon changing the rules for affiliates, Google changing the rules in terms of traffic getting to their site, pay-per-click changes that have been made in, you know, when maybe 75% of their traffic used to come from pay-per-click, and overnight it's turned off. Like someone's turned off the taps. In other cases, they have depended on a certain affiliate to generate a good portion of their income, and that affiliate has either been banned or has stopped carrying certain products. So in every one of these cases, these people thought that they were at the top of the mountain. They thought that they had it made. They were making very good 5 to 6 figure incomes per month in some cases. And all of a sudden, within a sort of 24 to 48 hour period, the faucet was turned off. And so for those people, the realization they come around to is they need to diversify their income, and they need to at least have part of their income, if not the majority, I would argue the majority, needs to come from their own information products, their own products that they can control and that they can hold on to and license out to others and have affiliates sell it, rather than being completely dependent on other people's products and other people's traffic sources to be able to sell their products. So when you're planning your business for next year, no matter what the business model might be, and we'll talk a little bit more about business models in a future podcast as well. You'll see a lot over at the blog at hirertrustmarketing.com/blog on this. Critical part of starting your business online is understanding the pros and cons to different business models, what those business models are, how they work, and whether they will work for you, and how to mix those business models to get the optimal mix for your online business and grow truly a big business rather than just a single product business. And so a big thing to consider as you go into next year is how much of your business do you really control? You know, if you're an e-commerce front end and you have several affiliates that you're marketing into a certain market, and you're using either, you know, whether it's Amazon's front end or Shopify, or you've got an affiliate product that you're selling an ebook on that sells it through ClickBank, folks, I've seen it happen so many times in the last 10 years that just one rule change can cut your income in half or more. And I'll tell you some stories in other podcasts where I've sat with people who thought that they had it made. They were making, you know, on their way to making $1 million a year, given either an ad-based revenue, an AdSense-based revenue, an affiliate revenue, an e-commerce revenue. And I'll sit down with them a year later and they're in despair because it's all been lost, all the effort they've lost. And it's all because they depended entirely on third party. You cannot do that. You cannot, if your intent is to build a growing business and have it last for years and be able to exit that business at the end of the day, you've got to own your own products. That has to be a large portion of how you structure your business and the business model you have to depend on. Any day of the week, that's what, you know, we've been doing this for over 10 years, almost 15 years now, and I've seen so many different business models come and go and people destroyed who depended on third-party products and third-party marketing and third-party traffic sources only, third-party platforms, and I would never, ever, ever do that. And the one business model that has held out and continued to grow and thrive and adds the most value to any business is developing your own information products, your own books, your own ebooks, your own courses, your own training videos, your own coaching programs, your own seminars. That whole model, you know, is it may seem like a lot of work to some of you. It really doesn't need to be. And I will guarantee you it's a far more secure method and business model than any other that's out there. So make that part of your planning and your thought process. I wanted to plant the seed as you head into 2016. It's a really critical thing you need to be thinking about. Okay, so that's it for today. It's a bit of a short one. But I want you guys to get out there and enjoy your families. But please do listen to this and take notes and listen again, because there's some important stuff here around the thinking as you head into the holidays, thinking as we approach the 2016 timeframe, and a big, for a big push into 2016. If you guys want to make it to the top of the mountain, 2016, that's what we're all about. We're going to be here to help you every step of the way. We're going to actually up the frequency of these podcasts and our content. We want to take that journey with you. We want to help you along in that journey. We're going to be in this together as we go through 2016. We need you guys to engage, though. Let us know what more information you want, whether you want more detail, less detail, you want more on strategy, you want more on tactics. Let us know at Higher Trust on Twitter. I want you to follow us first and then post comments against the podcast. You can post comments directly on the blog over at higher trust marketing.com/blog. You'll see a podcast heading. You can listen to all of the editions of the podcast up there. And I'm so jazzed about working with you guys into 2016. We'll have one more of these podcasts before the end of the year. Catch you guys when you get back from Christmas vacation. We'll get our mindset straight for next year and really look forward to working with you as we go through the next year. All right, you guys have a great holiday. We'll be talking to you very soon. And until then, happy holidays to all of you. And we'll talk soon. Bye-bye for now.